That is music of Damiano David. It's got Tyler and Nile Rogers on it. And this one is called Talk to Me. And it brings us to exactly 6 p.m. or 18 hours. Thank you so much to each one of you for always tuning in to the City Drive right here on 977. My name is Jabulani. Coming up right next, Rose is going to be with you up until 9 p.m. But let's take a look at the 977 evening news.
City Drive. 77 News.
Government has called on traders to pass on the benefits of the favorable exchange rate movement to consumers. Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has called on government and the Electoral Commission of Zambia to collaborate with civil society organizations, the church and the trade unions in monitoring the 2026 quadrupartite elections. And in international news, President Donald Trump says countries doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on trade with the U.S. in response to a deadly crackdown on anti-government protest.
977 News.
Thank you for joining us. You are listening to the 977 Evening News with the news in detail. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sipwea. Government has called on traders, retailers, manufacturers, wholesalers, and the wider business community to pass on the benefits of the favorable exchange rate movement to consumers. Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Chipoka Mlenga says price adjustments that reflect current economic realities are essential in ensuring that Zambians fully benefit from the appreciation of the kwacha and other economic gains like lower inflation, lower fuel costs, and increased electricity supply. Mlenga has urged businesses to review their pricing structures and make appropriate downward adjustments considering reduced import costs, improved foreign exchange conditions, and lower input costs. The minister says passing on these benefits will help ease the cost of living, strengthen consumer purchasing power, stimulate demand, and support sustainable business growth. In a statement availed to Lusaka Radio News, Mlenga says a bullish kwacha also contributes to price stability, helps contain inflationary pressures, and enhance market competitiveness. He explains that when businesses respond positively to exchange rate gains, it promotes fair trade practices, protects consumers, and strengthens confidence in the marketplace. Mlenga has emphasized that responsible pricing benefits both consumers and businesses by promoting higher trade volumes, improved customer trust, and long-term market sustainability. He says government therefore expects full cooperation from the private sector in ensuring that the gains from the appreciating kwacha are fairly and transparently shared with consumers.
977 News.
In other news, Governance and Development Advocate Zambia Godaza has called on government and the Electoral Commission of Zambia to collaborate with civil society organizations, the church and the trade unions in monitoring the 2026 quadrupartite elections. Godaza Executive Director Elias Mlenga says that such collaboration is vital given the limited capacity of opposition parties to provide effective checks and balances. Mlenga explains that involving local organizations would strengthen transparency and public confidence in the electoral process. He notes that Article 8, Cap 1 of the Constitution promotes citizen participation in governance, which includes electoral oversight. Mlenga has emphasized that trained CSO volunteers can complement international observer missions and help ensure credible elections. He has also proposed the stakeholders to be trained in election monitoring to enhance their effectiveness. Meanwhile, Mlenga has urged the Electoral Commission to reduce reliance on external funding and promote local ownership of the process.
977 News.
Former Chief Funabuli Member of Parliament Ponde Mecha has dismissed claims that President Hagainde Hichilema's administration is driven by tribalism, arguing that the UPND government's development record demonstrates inclusivity and national unity rather than division. Mecha has cited CDF as the clearest example, stating that for the first time, development resources were being distributed using a uniform formula across all constituencies, regardless of region, tribe, or political affiliation. He says the equal allocation of CDF had resulted in schools, clinics, roads, and empowerment projects emerging countrywide, adding that no tribe, no region, and no political color is being favored. Meta further observed that President Hichilema's nationwide engagement and a regionally balanced cabinet were the marks of a unifier deliberately stitching together a fractured nation. Looking ahead to the 2026 general elections, Meta says the choice facing the country was not tribal but developmental. He says the contest would be between continuity and regression, between systems and slogans, warning that abandoning ongoing reforms would risk reversing hard-won economic gains. You're listening to the 977 Evening News. Coming up, international news.
The 977 International News.
And in international news, President Donald Trump says countries doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on trade with the U.S. in response to a deadly crackdown on anti-government protests. It's a big swing from the U.S. president, but one that comes with little detail, writes economics reporter. China, Iran's largest trading partner, says it will take all necessary measures to safeguard its legitimate rights and interests. Coming up next, sports news.
977 Sports News.
And in sports news, Michael Carrick has agreed to become Manchester United interim head coach, and former England assistant manager Steve Holland is set to be his number two. Jonathan Woodgate, Johnny Evans and Travis Binion will also be part of Carrick's staff. Former United and England midfielder Carrick agreed a deal on Monday night, with an announcement due on Tuesday once the necessary paperwork has been signed. United sacked Ruben Amorim after 14 months on 5th January, and Darren Fletcher took charges as caretaker boss for two matches. Carrick will be in the dugout for Saturday's Premier League derby against Manchester City at Old Trafford. That item brings us to the end of the news, but before we go, let's take a look at stories that made headlines.
977 News.
Government has called on traders to pass on the benefits of the favorable exchange rate movement to consumers. Government and development advocate Zambia Godaza has called on government and the Electoral Commission of Zambia to collaborate with civil society organizations, the church, and the trade unions in monitoring the 2026 quadrupartite elections. And in international news, President Donald Trump says countries doing business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on trade with the U.S. in response to a deadly crackdown on anti-government protests. That is all we had for you this evening. Thank you for joining us. My name is Christopher Jabulani Sifuya. Good evening and God bless.
977 News.
Welcome to NatServ Digital Platforms. You can now use your NatServ mobile app for your transactions by simply downloading the app from the App Store. With our internet banking, you can transact from anywhere at any time. Use our NatServ wallet to send money to any mobile number in Zambia. Transfer money with ease to and from any other bank or mobile money services. Just like that, we are connected. Go cashless with NatServ. NatServ. Your bank.
Ease into the night with the City Closer. Your ultimate destination for chill vibes and witty banter. Let the City Closer be your guide to a stress-free evening. With its perfect blend of music and humor.
Something in my soul. Tell me you're somebody.